Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. So you guys did, like, coordinated and everything.
Yeah, we could have coordinated
huh?
more, but we definitely, like, I've made sure we shared everything. So
if this was a group project,
I think we'd both be getting a good grade, yeah. but Jay would, I don't know. I think I did a lot of the lifting, but Jay also did a very good job. We have
interesting.
We have different pieces.
We attacked it in different ways.
We did. We totally did. Like,
okay.
Different moods, different attacks.
Okay.
So. I think we would both get A's.
I think we would too. Yes.
We should say this is welcome back to NAFTcast. Mm-hmm. But this is not your typical episode.
No, this is like 99.9%.
This is a very special episode.
This is a researched 99%
sure. 100% sure.
Oh yeah. I mean, as 100% as you get on the internet. Oh,
ooh, that's if, a call. If That Cinnabon was good. That was a good choice.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just a little splash of it. Like, not a lot. You just get a little taste of cinnamon. And I have hazelnut in there, too, from my original cup.
Well, whatever you like, bud.
Fucking coffee alchemist over here.
Yeah, I know,
that's
right?
That's my thing.
Next cup's going to be a Philosopher's Stone. Like,
I've seen Full Metal Alchemist. You can't make those. That's some bad shit going down,
yeah,
right?
You got there's some people have to die, probably.
Like, that coffee's pretty serious.
Anime's weird.
Yes, we know, Jay. Uh-huh. We know you're such a huge fan.
So if you're joining us this week, you're not getting a movie review. I'm coming straight out of a vacation, so yep. I didn't watch shit. What you are about to get is
wrestling.
Oh, shit.
Yep, this is all a ploy. This is a total ploy.
Brandon and I have been in on it the whole time.
This is a secret wrestling episode.
This is a secret. It was a conspiracy to defraud.
This is a coup.
All right, well, let's do it. Wrestling. What do you got for me?
Actually, it's not.
We will be wrestling with a conspiracy.
Hey.
Oh, topical.
I'll take that.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to do a QAnon episode. Brandon and Jay have researched extensively. You guys are experts now on the whole QAnon phenomenon.
QAnon phenomenon.
It's a rhyme.
QAnomenon.
God, don't give him ideas.
The QAnomenon?
That's a hashtag.
Do not give them ideas. Any more ideas.
I don't know how they could fit it into their big, big brains.
I know very little about...
That's why we've done this.
QAnon.
If anybody here is a fan of the dollop, this is kind of like a sort of a dollop episode. In the respect that I think I'll be telling a bit of a saga here, I hope, to somebody who doesn't know or only knows surface details. So
yeah, so this should be interesting. I guess I'll put the intro in.
Yeah.
Seems like we could do whatever we want.
Yeah, it's our show.
It's our show, dude.
I'll put in the intro in.
Right here?
Right here.
Okay. Well, you know what that means.
Let's get into it. Ooh, rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't have a script.
I mean, I could always be louder. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And this is QAnon.
Yeah,
this is QAnon.
A podcast where we talk about
QAnon. All of the latest Q drops, Q signals, Q intel,
Jay.
Comm lines, and we're all 5x5.
Comm lines?
Where we go one,
we go all.
We dipped our toes into the Great Awakening this week.
And we have been awakened.
No, I took a shower immediately after.
Is this a script? You guys sound like you really prepared this. Like,
no,
whole intro.
We're just kind of like talking the way they kind of talk.
Okay. So there's like kind of a coded.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna get into some.
Okay, we'll talk some.
We're gonna have some dramatic readings in a moment.
Can I ask you a question right off the bat?
Go ahead.
How do you spell QAnon? Because I'm going to need to put it...
It's just Q-A-N-O-N. Mm-hmm.
But is it all one word?
Yes.
Is it like QAnon?
Capital Q-A-N-O-N.
Yes. And is the A capitalized or no? Okay, so there's no hyphen. There's no...
Nothing.
All right.
If you were to spell it, say it phonetically, it looks like QAnon.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. No, grammar and spelling, not a strong suit of the QAnon members. Doesn't matter.
So you guys, so Q is like a guy, right?
Well, okay, so let's get started.
You guys
with that.
Know, by all means.
No. This is a good way to get in.
Yeah, that is.
Like, I kind of want you to ask me questions because I don't know what you don't know. I have all that.
No,
Q's
a guy, and I know he's
Q's not maybe a guy.
Oh,
maybe
could be a gal.
It may
Q's
be
a person.
I think it's a few people personally, but
it seems to be
it's
the
a
prevailing.
Cabal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems to be the prevailing idea behind it.
Mm-hmm. So Q is a group.
Potentially,
it's like the faceless men. This is Brandon didn't watch Game of Thrones. It's like the faceless men, Shay.
Yes. It's exactly like the faceless
men. They're all faceless. They could be anybody.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Heroes, patriots.
Oh, damn it.
He's already been red-pilled.
I've already got a vision in my head of what these people are like. Perfect.
Buckle up. For those who don't know, I'm going to start with just a brief Wikipedia description. Just brief, like, slight definition. So, QAnon is a far-right conspiracy theory. It really is. Detailing a supposed secret plot by an alleged deep state. See my air quotes there. Deep state. Against the U.S. President Donald Trump and his supporters. The theory began with an October 2017 post. I'm going to end it there because I'm going to read that whole thing. So that's really what it is.
Okay.
In its barest essence, it's a far conspiracy theory claiming that everybody is working against Trump and Trump is going to save the world.
Wait, so it's specifically tied to Trump? Was there a QAnon before Donald Trump or no?
No. Q was born in 2017. Like the online presence of Q.
Wait, when did the Pizzagate thing happen?
It was born from that because there's a ton of parallels.
Oh, so Pizzagate is the genesis of QAnon. QAnon is not a.
I would say Pizzagate was proto QAnon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a feeling like all the people who were eating that pizza are all Q-tards now. Sorry, I don't want to use. I don't want to use that word. Cultists.
I think cultists is the way to go.
Yeah. I'm not going to use that anymore.
Q-tards feels a little, a little harsh. Appreciate you taking that.
Totally not going to say it all night, and then I said it immediately.
Wow.
Well, it's a lot of people refer to them as that.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think it's bad color.
almost seems worse than retard.
I would
say so.
So far,
in many ways.
Anyway, so these people are confident that there is a
person on the inside. I'll leave that up to you as to inside what, because it's pretty nebulous as to where...
Inside the cabal of...
Inside the
deep state.
Yeah, but...
Right?
But they're fighting against the deep state.
Right, but they're inside...
They
inside...
are... From what it seems like and what people have drawn ridiculous conclusions to, they think that they either are close to Trump or are working in, like, the CIA.
Yeah, I mean, so the idea behind Q...
Q, the people...
Is
Q.
Q is Q clearance,
yes.
Is what I was reading.
It comes from
a super high
Q-level
clearance,
which is supposedly, like, one of the top levels of security clearance.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
So that's the idea, is that they have access to all of this information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Q people are supposed to be government type individuals, and they're working from the inside.
Just say Q, because like when we reference it, it's all going to be talking about like one
okay
person.
Q.
Just understand that my theory is it's a group of people.
Yeah, the evidence right now that we have,
I got you.
But
everybody refers to him as just Q.
But I agree with Brandon, where I do think it's probably a group of people behind it.
Especially because there's a lot of conflicting stuff. Yeah. But yeah.
So wait, what are the facts of Q? Like, what has Q done?
Here we go.
All right.
You're on.
Okay. Right, first, you're walking right into this, apparently.
First, I'm going to define really quickly Chan boards. I don't know if you've ever visited, like, 4chan. I'm not sure if you have either. I have as well.
They're like blogs, right?
They're image boards, message boards, basically. It's a very specific style that came out of, I believe, Japan was where it was first born.
Yeah. Figures.
Yeah. And then
anime,
4chan,
right,
4chan was started in Japan. 4chan became kind of what I always referred to 4chan for the longest time was like the river of slime under New York and Ghostbusters.
Dude, it's
2.
The Mos Eisley.
It's
internet.
Just this like seething mass where a lot of the things, good and bad, on the internet kind of rose from for a long time and still to this day.
I mean,
memes, like news stories break on there and stuff like
that. You had the whole Anonymous against Scientology
thing.
That was 4chan. So as much as they've been a force for bad,
they can also be a
force for good.
Okay, I've seen screenshots of 4chan.
Yeah, it's that pink background.
I've never been on 4chan.
So what
do they have to do with this?
That's where he first appeared.
Q.
Yes.
On the poll board.
Yes. So I'll break it down here. So... Before
poll board,
he's gonna get it.
POL is stands for politics.
Okay.
Yes. So, on October 5th,
4chan's anonymous, right?
That is exactly. That's where anonymous is, or kind of comes from. They're not really anonymous lives on 4chan. I mean, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't even matter because everyone on 4chan, by definition, is anonymous, unless.
Right, that was the whole point.
Unless they use a trip code, which I'm gonna define now.
Okay.
Because, and I had to track. I cracked this nut because. To me, this is the only, like, proof quote unquote, that they have, that this might even be the right, be one person.
Right.
This is the, all that the cultists have to go on as like legitimate consistency in anything that they say, is that there's one person who used a trip code. And just basically a trip code is a way to not necessarily lock down a username, but if you put, let's see, trip code is a code used on anonymous threads like 4chan to determine whether or not an anonymous poster is authentic or not. It is, normally it assigns a code at the end of your name. So when you add a like a sim, like a pound symbol and like the word banana, it will always display this random code. Always display the same code because it scrambles or like encodes banana into like 1 5 Z 2 blah blah blah, and it'll always be 1 5 Z blah blah blah.
So just translate something into
alphanumeric. Thank you. Thank you. That's the word. Thank you.
Okay, so it's like a random key generator.
Yeah, it's like an on the spot way to say like a username.
So you would be the only one who knew that if your hash it was banana. It's not going to say banana. It's encrypting banana into the alphanumerics, and every time you post now, you're doing
alphanumeric trip code will show up.
Yes.
So people,
it's a random string generated by what you're inputting
it's
into.
Almost
it.
Like a password. You could almost call it like a password.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So it's used to identify people on 4chan or on wherever.
Not. I mean, but again, most people post anonymously and just take random numbers each time. But to prove his validity, I suppose he adopted. They adopted a static trip code a little bit into the Q drops. It wasn't the first ones, but it was like a month or so in that he started doing that.
Okay.
So.
What did he do?
Just to explain, I just wanted to explain what that is.
Okay,
that's,
right.
That, if you trace everything back, like that's the only thing they got. And that's not even
this
that,
trip code.
It's not even that big of a, like that's not a concrete anything. It just means either one person could share that password with other people, which he also did, by the way.
Yes.
Sure.
I don't even cover that, but he let his password leak a couple times.
Brandon, I know you're reading. Can I get you to speak a little more directly into the microphone?
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
But okay, so we've got this trip code, and the trip code is identifying Q.
Mm-hmm.
And Q does what?
Well,
how is Q helping the nation right
now? I have to bring it back to where to about 3 weeks before he showed up. So on October 5th,
2017?
Yes, 2017. Sorry. Okay. Thank you. The storm, like the first mentioning of the storm was by Donald Trump. So it was a photo opportunity held during a military dinner when a reporter asked Trump, like, what is this, what's this all about? He goes,
What's all about?
Just this dinner. Like, what's the reason?
Oh, okay.
And he just says, maybe the calm before the storm. And the reporter asks, what storm, Mr. President? And he just said, you'll find out. And that was just...
Right. Just
Trump
just
jazz.
Trump
jazz.
Yeah, he's...
Trump speak.
He's riffing.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the cow before the storm.
Yeah, this is one of
maybe
his
the
more
cart COVID before the horse.
Yeah, exactly. But that's where this Q person took their inspiration for a lot of their rhetoric. And it immediately started, like, the gathering storm, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's that because, you know, there's going to be a violent overthrow. We'll get to that. Anyways.
Okay.
So let's see. On October 28th, 2017, the first Q drops on 4chan. So this is research I did on my own to like trace it back. I went back to where this post even started from. There was a picture of Sean Hannity being posted on 4chan.
Okay.
And he was smiling.
Sure.
And somebody said, somebody posted, why are all the Fox anchors smiling? CNN, NBC, and MSNBC are freaking out like election night. One reply, presumably from the first statement by Q, just said, quote, Hillary Clinton will be arrested between 7:45 and 8:30 EST on Monday, October 30th, 2017.
That's Q.
That was
Q's first post?
As far as I can tell, Q's first post.
Jay, do you concur?
That's the first I had heard of it.
Then that links to the...
And that obviously happened, so...
You're beating me to it.
Well, I mean, I was okay.
Oh yeah, sorry. I mean, this is the beginning of all the things that didn't happen. But let's get into it because the dramatic readings get really, really good. So
I'm gonna refresh my coffee.
Oh okay.
Jay, do you want?
I'm anyone? Good for now. Thank
keep,
you. Though.
Keep telling me about this.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So then when people like asked what that meant, he just posted a link to a full thread about his ideas, which was, and it started out with HRC extradition already in motion, effective yesterday, with several countries in case of cross-border run. Passport approved to be flagged effective October 30th at 12:01 a.m. Expect massive riots organized in defiance and others fleeing the U.S. to occur. U.S. M's, I don't know what that means. Just U.S. M's will conduct the operation. Militaries? Yeah. This is, we get to decipher it as we go, because it's bonkers. U.S. M's will conduct the operation while NG activated.
Wait, so why? This is all just random.
This is the first.
U.S.
This is,
M's is not military.
Oh, really?
M-I-L is military.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. What is... Like, why are people paying any attention to this? People post random weird shit on the internet all the time.
I guess maybe I should explain a little bit of the denizens of 4chan.
Yeah, since you're not familiar with
Pol
or 4chan in general, I guess.
It's basically Nazis and hate-filled people. Yeah, and right, far-right people.
So if R the Donald had a, like, hate-fucked, like, Hitler, right, and they had a baby... That would be the poll board of 4chan.
Yes. It's really bad.
Okay.
Like, it's disgusting.
It is gross. It is the most right-wing, alt-right, disgusting.
Exterminate everybody that's not white kind of shit.
Where the shit with the Kekistan flag came from, that's a poll.
What does this have to do with this one random guy?
This is where it's being born. And they eat this shit up. Do you know how much they hate Hillary Clinton?
I suppose a lot.
And that's huge to them.
I mean,
and
even
if he's
the Democrats
saying,
hate Hillary Clinton.
On Monday, she's going to be arrested.
Sure.
Stuff,
I just don't know why they give this. Everyone's anonymous, so it just seems kind of random. But okay. So this post goes viral for whatever reason.
Correct. Yes.
All right. And so now everyone's waiting for Hillary Clinton to be arrested. And as we all know, I mean, she wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
not yet.
I wasn't done yet. Sorry. U.S. M's will conduct. The operation, well, NG. What do we know? What NG means? I don't even know. But he says proof.
New guys. Jesus, Jay, you have a whole fucking binder clip here.
Yeah. I'm gonna take a quick aside here. The fact that we're decoding this and having trouble. This is why those bakers, the decoders, are a big part of this problem. There are people who take these cue drops and blast out on Twitter their best decryption of it, basically. Putting into more concrete terms what this Q person's alluding to.
Yeah, so I was going to get to that in mine a little bit too, but I'll read the top paragraph now. I got a whole dictionary of Q terms here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did.
Highlight. Please. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't bring the full dictionary because I didn't realize we were going to be live decoding, but I should have. So I have the ones that I was going to read. But
these drops are,
this is like
are pretty long.
Live decoding.
This
I love it.
It was about a 16-page document. I brought it down to maybe 10.
Nice.
Holy shit.
So it says, below is a list of abbreviations Q often uses in Q posts. When new abbreviations are used by Q, after some time, the community of Anons generally comes to a consensus, open parentheses, although not always unanimous, close parentheses.
Q the grifters.
On what the definition is for an abbreviation, for a abbreviation. Sorry, should be an abbreviation. I'm reading it. The grammar's not their strong point. The definitions are not guaranteed accurate. They are sometimes the best and most accepted guesses from the community. This is the Q Bible on Q definitions, the Quibble, right?
We're not kidding.
Just put Q in front of anything.
We're not kidding.
Wait, is that an actual term?
This is like they're saying though in their disclaimer.
It's just
we don't fucking know what this shit means.
It's whatever your little racist brain wants it to be.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's a LARP for boomers. Anyways, moving on.
A LARP for what?
It's a LARP for boomers.
Moving on.
Baby boomers?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you've been out of the country. You missed the whole OK Boomer thing.
Yeah. OK Boomer.
I did see something.
Dude, that was
OK
legit,
Boomer.
That New
and
Zealand.
The moth meme is making a comeback somehow. I don't understand that. What I do love is the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself
meme. That
was funny, yes. It started going around. Even I caught that in Italy. I was like, oh, that's funny. Partially because Joe Rogan's helping out.
Epstein didn't kill himself in Italian.
I should have learned how to say that.
What's messed up is like that's a thing that pretty much everybody's convinced is real, and people are like, "Oh, if you think that's real, maybe you should check out these."
Here's a gateway.
Oh, a conspiracy gateway.
This Epstein thing is a conspiracy.
Well, conspiracies are real.
What is it called? Hold on, I had a word for this. Where in my research? Q is.
So are the Anons, it's like Q, Anon, Q is the person making the post and the Anons are like the followers?
Correct. Yeah. Q Anon is the cult, basically. Yeah.
They're researchers.
Researchers.
And I'll get to that in my portion.
Can't wait.
They're researchers.
Well, I mean, you guys researched.
Yes.
So did they.
Yes. So, yeah, it's very interesting the way that they use language.
The term I was looking for was crank magnetism. That's like a phenomena attributed to QAnon, where it is so full of crank ideas that it attracts all the other crack ideas. Yeah, there's so much overlap between all these other conspiracy theories. We're not even there.
So as long as you believe in flat Earth, like you might.
You could
believe
as well. I mean, actually, that might be one of the few.
Flat Earth is in there. It's the Antarctic base is in there.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yep. It's like YouTube. It's like if you like this video, you may be interested in QAnon.
There was a giant map, and I was saying to Brandon in the car, there's a giant map of conspiracy theories. And we could probably pull it up on there for you.
Just a show. Map? Yeah. Because it's just like this web of like how everything plays into each other and how QAnon just basically is the what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I love logical
like linchpin,
conclusion.
You know what I mean? Like it is able to with their crazy logic, tie everything together.
Yes.
Anyways.
And we'll resolve everything, right? Yeah. Everything will be clear. The coming storm after the storm.
Yeah.
The storm after the storm. The veil will be lifted.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, well, you do want to lift the veil.
Yeah. So after that first thing about Hillary being arrested.
Right, sure.
2 hours later, he put more of a more formal manifesto, and more so in 4chan speak, where it's just line by line. Okay. 2 hours later, he posts, Mockingbird. In reference to Operation Mockingbird, which is like which was supposedly a CIA disinformation media campaign that not sure if that's actually real or not or made up, but that's what they claim it is.
Okay.
So immediately he's starting out with implications saying media is compromised. Mm-hmm. Mockingbird, HRC detained, not arrested in parentheses yet, but she's detained.
Right.
Where is Huma? Huma was the ex-wife of Anthony Weiner. Remember Anthony? Good old Anthony Weiner?
I remember his name is Weiner.
Yeah.
And he gave pictures of his Weiner to people.
He had a Muslim wife. Aptly named. They immediately think she is an agent of the Islamic State.
Yeah, of ISIS.
Working to undermine the government. So we're three lines in. Two lines in.
Wow. That's pretty random.
Loaded. Each one of these drops are just so much to unpack. This is one of the longest ones. Where is Huma? Follow Huma.
Huma?
That was her first name. It's a Middle Eastern name.
Okay. It just seems like there's got to be more than one person named Huma, too,
correct,
right?
But
that
then
could
it's
mean
dog whistle's gonna dog
this
whistle.
Is a dog. So, like, to you.
Interesting.
Yeah, you're Huma. Like, oh, yeah, Huma could be a few. Like, I might know somebody named Huma, whatever. Yeah. They only know one Huma.
Yeah.
And they've been hearing about it for a while.
Yeah.
From Pizzagate.
How would you even know? Anthony Weiner's not even in the news anymore.
But he was during Pizzagate and stuff prior to that.
Oh.
Because remember, right.
This is 2017. Giving them a new, bit to chomp at.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
Okay. And then the next line. This has nothing to do with Russia, in parentheses, yet. Why does POTUS surround himself with generals?
I know that one.
Which is why. Okay. What is military intelligence? Why go around the three-letter agencies? What Supreme Court case allows for the use of MI again? I don't know. MI versus...
Military intervention.
Oh, that's it. MI versus congressional assembled and approved agencies. Who has ultimate authority over our branches of military without approval conditions unless 90-plus day wartime? What is military code? Or what is the military code? Where is AW being held?
Anthony Weiner.
Thank you.
Where is Anthony Weiner being held? That's a good question.
Probably his dick. I would imagine.
More than likely.
POTUS will not go on TV to address nation. POTUS must isolate himself to prevent negative optics. POTUS new removing criminal rogue elements as a first step was essential to free and pass legislation. Who has access to everything classified? Questions? All these stupid fucking questions are so dumb. Like, who?
I mean, they all make sense so far.
I'm just asking questions. It's just that bullshit. I'm just asking questions.
I mean, who does have access to everything classified?
God damn it.
That is a good question.
The president, of course.
My guess would have to be Dick Cheney, probably to this day.
Yeah, right, totally. Yeah. Where was I?
Who has access to everything classified?
Do you believe HRC, Soros, Obama, etc. have more power than Trump? Fantasy.
Jews.
Yeah, exactly. Do they have more power than Trump? Fantasy. Whoever controls the office of the presidency controls this great land.
I know,
Jay. We all know.
False.
We all know that.
But this is the disinformation that gets spread to the Republican Party.
And people who are prone to fantasies just eating the shit. We're almost done. They never believed for a moment they, parentheses, Democrats and Republicans, thanks for clearing that up, Q, would lose control. This is not an RVD battle, not a Republican versus Democrat battle.
Oh, okay.
Why did Soros donate all his money recently? Why would he place all his funds in an RC?
Remote control.
Yeah, right? Jay's got it. RC.
I don't have the R page. I should have printed all.
It's okay.
That's on me.
Hey, at home, make it up for yourself. That's what they do. Figure it out.
Real cage.
Real cage.
Yes.
Rhino cup.
Totally. Well, that doesn't make any sense, Brandon.
To you. All right. And then just ends with Mockingbird, 10/30/17, that Monday that she was supposed to be arrested. God bless fellow patriots. That was the big cue. I'm here.
Well, at least he's a patriot. He said fellow patriots.
He did. Clearly he's a patriot.
And you would think, like, your first prediction, right?
You would think you would come out of the gates with something that was going
to
actually...
You want it to be right.
Yeah, you would.
That if, like, someone made a bold prediction like that as their first prediction, like, not like they have a history of having these predictions come true and then they get one wrong, right? You would think that if someone did that and got it wrong the first time...
You would come out,
You'd immediately just be like, this dude's full of shit.
Yep, nope.
Yeah, so why wasn't that the case?
I don't really have an answer.
I mean, we'll get into it a little more. This is another.
Jay has the answers. Yeah, Jay knows why, but there really isn't, because literally on November 1st, and as far as I can tell, without acknowledging anything from the previous posts and the failure of HRC to be
so November 1st, so the date has already passed.
Yes, and as far as I can tell, no reference to Hillary, unless I never actually read this whole thing. So this one's going to be a little tough. Should I do the whole thing?
Shit. Which one? The Q clearance.
How many Q posts are there?
Thousands.
There's a whole website dedicated to tracking them.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Are they still coming out?
We're getting to that.
Something dropped yesterday, I think.
We'll get The landscape is a bit murkier even now because of the whole 8chan thing, which is what I'll get into.
I was going to ask what 8chan was.
We're getting there.
Okay, well, all right.
They haven't moved. They didn't, in this timeline, move there yet. That's the whole thing. So yeah, this one's pretty long. JD, you want to take this one?
So Q Clearance Patrol, my fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that do us harm and that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11/3 upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable 11/4, confirmation to the public of what is occurring. Will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. That was one sentence.
That was one sentence.
That was one sentence.
Well, it's all one thought.
He's got to say it, everything.
Calling it a thought is very generous of you, Dave. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessity. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child in this country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided as many have fallen to the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. We will be initiating the emergency broadcast system.
EMS. Yeah, I don't know why.
Which he abbreviates incorrectly. During this time.
EBS?
EBS. And it's actually the EAS. It's the emergency alert system now. Hasn't been the emergency broadcast system in years.
Maybe he's talking about a different one.
Yeah. Oh, he's been in government that long. Yeah.
This guy clearly knows.
Yeah.
During this time, an effort to provide direct message, avoiding the fake news, and please keep that in mind as we move into my piece.
Keep into them.
To all citizen organizations and or preventing people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military.
What does pre-lifted mean? Well,
exactly what you think it means.
It's like before you lift, you take that workout drink. It's pre-lift.
It's stretching.
Yes. To provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations.
In his words, basically means suspension of the rule of law.
Martial law.
Yeah.
Martial law. POTUS. I'm sorry. New paragraph.
You want me to take the second part?
It's all you because I need
to. Wow. Second part. This is another. This is the most meaty ones I'm going to do. I'm going to cherry pick a few fun ones. All right, so finishing that up, POTUS will be insulated / protected on AF1, Air Force One, and abroad, specific locations classified, while these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment. It is time to take back our country and make America great again.
Yes!
Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. And that was all one sentence.
So, God bless them.
It is our hope that this message reaches enough people to make meaningful impact. We cannot yet telegraph this message through normal methods for reasons I'm sure everyone here can understand.
Right. Obviously.
Clearly.
You need anonymity.
Follow the questions from the previous threads and remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top on both sides. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Look for more false flags. Stay alert. Be vigilant. And above all, please pray. And quote, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Love is patient. Love is kind. God bless America.
Wow. Donald Trump could be the second coming. It's a really good point.
So
I hadn't thought of that.
These are people now right? on poll who are desperate for anything, any campaign promise of Donald Trump, any of the extreme campaign promises of Donald Trump to be kept. These are people on poll who voted for Trump because he was going to lock him up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask, like, why do they believe this? They've been waiting for this.
They were promised.
This is October 2017. He was going to lock her up the day he got inaugurated, right? And he's been waiting. This was a campaign promise.
And you know how much people loved Hillary before this?
Yeah.
Yes, she was widely loved by all citizens.
So now it's
October.
She
won that election.
So these people who've been chomping at the bit and frothing at the mouth for so long, they're like finally feeling like, yeah, we're going to be vindicated.
And Q is just giving
them
what they want.
This is clearly a game. Of some kind.
That is actually one theory
that
I read.
It is one by the same people who did that other
cicada theory.
ARG.
The cicada theory?
It's an old ARG that started on Reddit, like a puzzle alternate reality game, you know?
That's actually really interesting. And if you have a chance,
that's a whole other story.
I'll link you to a video of it. It's a long video, but
a lot of people are saying it's that the wording and stuff is similar, and that some theory is that it's the same group that started that puzzle game.
It sounds like a dramatization.
Yes.
When you're reading it.
Well,
I mean,
Brandon said it's LARPing for boomers.
It's LARPing for
boomers. Yes.
Except no swords.
Now I get that. Okay.
Because what's interesting about the demographic of Q, you would think that it skews young, but it really skews old. A lot of the more prominent Q people that you see on YouTube are older.
Yes.
You know, they're 50 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So
Jay's side of it is a great insight into the people who believe. I'm more so what Q said and where this crazy road leads us.
So, but there's no way to track any of this.
Nope.
Like, 4chan is so fantastically anonymous that there's just like no one can possibly track this.
I mean, you'd imagine they're
down.
Using Tor browsers.
Yeah,
you'd imagine this dude's using Tor.
I'm sure if the government wanted to track this person down through IPs or whatever, provided he's not using something super crazy.
But Trump won't let them.
Trump's in on this
because he's protecting Q. Obviously, this is.
You're seeing how it works now.
Well, now the wheels are turning, Jay.
Yes.
Now I think I'm following.
See, we're waking him up.
Makes a lot of sense. Are we going to learn about Pizzagate, by the way?
I mean, if you want, I kind of know enough about it, sort of. I have a cursory knowledge about it, but enough to know that it's batshit crazy.
Well, that's because I knew, really the only thing I knew about QAnon was that it was tied in
related,
some way with Pizzagate.
It's the genesis.
Well, when we get to the satanic baby eating,
we'll talk about that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You guys didn't lead with satanic baby
eating?
Sorry,
I didn't mean to bury the lead on that one.
How long, what does that say over there? We're half an hour in?
Yeah, this might be a two-parter.
And you guys didn't come in with satanic baby eating before now?
No, not yet. So, I'm going to hit that website, the
it really is a boomer thing. You remember that?
Yeah. A wonderful guy on Twitter named Poker and Politics has compiled hit that link if you can, Jay. Has compiled a great
reader app.
Yeah. Has compiled a great list of every failed Q prediction. So I'm just gonna pick out of the hundreds here.
Hundreds.
Pick a random one. Q drop, let's see. 71. Q dropped 2040 and 2041. Freak out about the Carter Page FISA warrants. It's really big, big, big. Remember when QAnon folks freak out about the Barr deck list? And Q's been beating the dead horse for nearly a year now. That's not a good one. I don't actually understand half of that shit.
No, Attorney General Barr
mentioned
in
there
somehow.
Yeah, but like, I don't know what the FISA thing is.
I didn't follow any of that.
Like, you have to be like so up on politic news.
Like the Rothschilds. So I'm looking at number 7.
Oh, here we go.
Like the Rothschilds, because any good conspiracy ends with the Jewish question. If it doesn't answer the Jewish question,
it's probably not,
it's
a,
not a good conspiracy.
Oh, I was going to say the Illuminati.
So the Rothschilds are heavily involved, and Soros is as well. So one of the Q drops was a list of Rothschilds controlled banks.
This is great. He says, he literally goes, Rothschild owned and controlled banks. And he just goes through all the different banks of the countries of the world and saying they're all controlled
by an alphabetical list of all the banks.
Wait, that's not true, though, is it?
As far as I can tell,
no. I don't believe so.
I don't think the Rothschilds are in control of any of the finances anymore. That was the 1600s.
I mean, I don't know. What did they do? Give them up?
Yeah, what they basically, what I've heard is pretty much the Rothschilds, yes, they're still a family in Europe, but they control, and they are wealthy, but they control like a fraction of what most of these countries control wealth-wise. Like, there are bigger corporations and bigger people that own a whole lot more.
Still smells fishy.
I think they were like moneylenders, and they did some shady shit in the 1600s. They like crossed money across borders between Dutch, Denmark, and England, and the Netherlands and England, and like they did some funky shit back in the day, but just financial shit.
They've cleaned up their act now.
I don't know. I think it's kind of hard to keep a cabal going that many generations, I would think.
Are you kidding me? The best ones.
The blood
keep
of
running.
The babies must keep them rejuvenated.
Yes, that's the blood
it's
of
probably
the babies.
Probably the same Rothschilds from the 1600s.
It is. They've survived this whole time.
Probably.
Yeah. So wait.
If you ask some of these, you know.
How first of all, I still want to hear your Q dictionary, Quictionary.
Kybal.
But I'm also very curious about the baby sacrifices.
Oh, yeah. One of the big ones is adrenochrome. Have you heard that word before?
They're turning the frogs gay with adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome is extract of the pineal gland mixed with, what is it? It's specific, supposedly. It's a fake thing that, as far as I know, doesn't really exist.
That actually started with Alex Jones.
That's an Alex Jones.
Remember the clip, they're turning the freaking frogs gay? Turning the freaking frogs gay!
How can you forget?
That's adrenochrome. Yeah. They were adding adrenochrome to the water. And the water's turning the frogs gay. And I'm not anti-American. I'm anti-doping our water and turn the frogs gay. I'm not anti-gay.
I'm just really angry.
But you see how they're looping in that.
Okay, no, it makes sense because it ties in like real world. But any good conspiracy ties in real world shit.
No, but basically the word on the street these days with QAnon is Democrats are pedophiles and satanic baby eaters because adrenochrome is the like youth mixture that keeps them young. And they, in their minds, and go to sleep every night imagining Hillary cracking babies with beers, drinking their fucking pineal glands. That is like what they literally think.
So they're sacrificing babies to get pineal glands
and adrenochrome
to like make like a pineal gland shake that's then keeping them vampire young.
Correct.
Yes.
It's not working great.
No.
They all look like shit.
I know. But that's what Donald Trump is there for. He has been working from the inside since the very beginning.
He's taking down the baby eaters.
Because he's working with, well, he was working with Robert Mueller to hand out all these sealed indictments.
Yes. Was.
Oh, also, John McCain. John
what happened?
John McCain's bit. John McCain was executed.
Mueller arrested 10 of his dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so it didn't go well.
Didn't go well.
Mm. And then they just do another leap over that hurdle into the next goalpost. so they, and also John McCain's been executed in Gitmo, and Obama's there too. Mm-hmm. And that's what they believe.
Wow.
I know that reality says otherwise. I understand the confusion you might be feeling, but they don't trust any media at all because what is it? OPSEC must be maintained.
OPSEC. Yep, OPSEC.
Operational security must be maintained.
I know, I figured that one out myself.
Thanks.
Is there a credible count as to how many people are involved in this?
You see some of the retweets. Forgot to mention, I know I'm talking a lot about the Chans, the boards, all that sort of stuff. The main presence and main feeding trough for the boomers is Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't go on Twitter enough to really to even bother because I can't even look at most of the replies because I don't have Twitter. But like that's where they all eat this up. That's where all these Q grifters and decoders decode these things and say, this is what Q just said. He said that.
Oh, so a whole community has sprung up around this.
Yeah. And they sell books and t-shirts and stickers.
Merch. Merch.
It's like that Flat Earth guy who was in the movie.
Exactly.
So you have these two dueling aspects of Q. You have the true
talk about cottage industry, by the way. Sorry.
Yo.
But like, wow.
But
Donald Trump said he was going to create jobs, I had no idea what he meant.
Quality grift. And if
foolproof.
Wow.
Because it's always moving the goalposts.
Yeah.
But you've got these two groups. You've got the true believers, and there are, and we can't put a number on how many there
are. It's really hard.
There are legit people who and one of my neighbors stories
guys,
on it.
One of my neighbors has a Q sticker and a Punisher sticker on their car, and I know them. They're crazy.
Okay, wait, no, that's how was the Punisher involved? You mentioned that before.
I don't know exactly when it happened, but Punisher has been part of this for a long
time. It became kind of like a thing that they
a symbol for them. Yes, mainly just the skull. A lot of boomers just use it. They don't even know that it's from Punisher, but they know it's badass and it means taking justice into their own hands.
Because there's a point now where we're getting I don't know if you get to the vigilante justice.
I have violence related to Q people. Yeah, is that what you mean?
No, well, there's a bit of a growing call among some of
them. Oh, I have the people at the border, or the people in Arizona who are patrolling and found a sex thing in the woods, which was just a place where homeless people were living.
Since Trump hasn't been busting up these child pornography or these pedophile rings and all that, they want to take justice into their own hands.
Oh, because that's why
I believe believe Trump is not doing enough so they need to take it into their own hands. So now they're taking all of this misinformation and they're going out. I believe that's where the Punisher thing came in that point. It's some of them are like, well, it better happen soon or else we're going to take it into our own hands. These might be the same people, I don't know, who are calling for civil war if Trump gets impeached.
Like, well, a lot of them say that.
I would imagine there's a crossover there.
A lot of them say that.
So someone started like a prank.
I
don't even know if it was a prank or if it was just somebody was like, yo, check this out.
And it has gotten way out of hand.
Yes. But if we're to believe that this is one person or group of people, they've kept it up.
Yeah. And this is what a cult does.
Well, how do you not at this point?
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of ramped everything up.
We haven't even gotten.
Oh yeah, dude, we're not on the ramp yet.
Yeah. Oh, there's more ramp.
There's so much more ramp.
Let me find another good one. I'll just grab a couple more here. where's my favorite one, the Hillary one? Q says that starts off with Hillary's passport being flagged, that whole thing, and she was detained by Q, and then released, and one does with satanic baby eaters who commit treason.
What?
He goes, starts off with Hillary's passport being flagged, since she's left the country so many times, and that she was detained by Q, and nobody knew about it, and then released, as one does with satanic baby eaters who commit treason.
This
guy's really funny.
This is a fun one.
He's poker and politics.
And it's topical. This is from Q. Trust Sessions. Trust the Ray. 2018 will be glorious. So it tells us to trust Jeff Sessions. Sessions was fired by Trump after the 2018 election and did not end with all of Trump's enemies executed for treason and thus lacks glory. And now Jeff Sessions is, of course, running for Senate again.
Yep.
Oh my God. So wait, when this goes out on Twitter, there's got to be some way to track how many people this is tracking with. So what are we talking about here?
Thousands of retweets.
Yeah, you're talking
each time.
You know, there's been
again. It's not Q isn't posting to Twitter. That's where these grifters essentially come in and prophets, if you will, decoders, bakers. I've heard them because they bake this into
And then the YouTube channels. I mean, some of these videos have tens, hundred thousand,
millions.
Views.
I saw the Q documentary by the QAnon people has a million views.
Dude, the book.
They made a book. Right. That
they
was
made a book.
Two.
It was the number two on Amazon bestsellers.
Right, but you've also got to figure, like, you're one of those million people who watched that video.
I didn't actually watch, but yes.
Well, even if you clicked
on it. I saw the views.
Like, you accessed it.
Yes. So curious people, for sure.
Sure.
But, I mean, the book, that is more damning to me, is that the book sales, because people had to buy this train wreck of a book.
Well, it is a phenomenon.
So, like, people, that's the number of people who bought that. It was the number two bestseller on Amazon. So,
wait, who wrote the book?
Anonymous.
Where We Go, When We Go All.
There's no credited authors.
They're credited as their
their online handles.
So like one is like Red Pill, whatever. Like it's all like their screen names. It's fucking hilarious.
There's no real names. They use their screen names.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah,
it is amazing. Yeah.
Why would you put out a book if you're an internet person?
I don't know.
Shouldn't you put out like a PDF?
Because I can make money. Because it's a grift. Because half of this is a fucking grift.
What a great idea.
What a good one. Wow. I can't I gotta say, like, it's pretty good.
I'll bet one of those guys is Q.
I think Praying Medic might be, but that's
one. Who?
One of the big personalities. One of the big prophets, if you will. Praying Medic.
Okay.
And there's another one called Chief Police, who was a chief of police.
Oh, I get that reference.
Real great. That's real great.
Okay. So is there like an overarching, I mean, I guess the theme is that there's just like a, there's this deep state.
The only real overarching theme that I can really pin down is that what I said in the definition, that there is a movement against Trump, but Trump is working in secret with the Department of Justice, or at least at the time of inception of all this, to take down the deep state.
Have you heard that whole Trump is playing 7D chess thing? Have you heard that like thrown around?
Yeah. I've heard 4D
yes,
chess.
Yeah, yeah. But, so like, yeah. That's this.
That's what they're like.
That's their whole
they're like, this is the 4D
this
chess.
Is the so if Trump makes a decision that you don't understand, he's playing 4D chess.
Trust the plan,
trust
Jay.
The plan.
Trust the plan.
Gotta trust the plan. That's where this comes from. Well, everything is part of it.
Thematically, there's not a lot wrong with it. It's the details that are problematic.
Exactly. And that's
like there is a movement against Donald Trump, and I'm sure Donald Trump is working secretly with someone to do something.
Well, we already know that.
Tried Robert Barr. And even Robert Barr was like, nah, that's too dirty for me. I'm out, buddy.
But it's the specific details that are obviously...
It's that thing, like, why I don't know why they decided to go with that, but to give it more almost... validity or like that it's a solid thing that he's saying these things, but he would always be proven wrong the next day. I don't get it either, but
it's just appealing to a rabid base. It's a base of people who are willing to believe anything. It's a base of people, I mean,
people who believe the media is poison.
Yes.
And who like refuse to think critically.
And that's where that will again come up.
But, well, listen, that's partially the media's fault for not being 100% honest about.
Oh, I get where these people get off.
I mean,
on
look
that.
At Jeff Epstein.
Yeah,
we're
no,
finding
I get,
out
I
now.
I totally get where people get off
that.
On it. Yeah. I understand why they're
was
so,
buried for 3 years, which is fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
ABC
crazy.
Buried it.
Right? So, I mean, listen. You don't want to trust the news. I get that, but
This is not what you should. This isn't the alternative. I feel.
I use the term a bridge too far.
Yes. Yes. You
have to be able to differentiate between somebody who's clearly. I mean, even the tone and the wording of these posts is dramatic to a point.
Yeah, that's
where
why I love reading them.
It's clearly role playing.
It's
right?
Legitimate. Yeah.
As like, someone who's role played, like this has the tone of role playing behind it. This guy was a dungeon master.
Correct.
You would imagine.
I totally think
you
so.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
So I mean, the fact that people actually believe, but then again, people actually believe a lot of shit. People actually believe the world is flat. So I guess you can't be too surprised at this point.
And it is promising that. The justice that they have wanted for so long is coming. Like this is what it is.
It's the carrot. Like that's
it's
the
again.
Carrot,
it's the carrot. It's how Trump got. It's how Trump won. You know. It's how he won
the
Rust Belt. It's
swamp,
how he,
you know.
You know. He's going to create all these new jobs in coal. Dude, coal's a dying industry. Yeah. Like,
well, he did create new jobs.
I'm not
coal,
saying
but
he
won't last.
Yeah. I'm not saying he didn't create new jobs in coal, but coal's a dying industry. Like, yeah, maybe you'll create some new jobs, but then these dudes are out of work again. Like, it just is what it is. So it's like this, it's what people want to hear. It's not what people need to hear.
Correct.
And this is what this dude's saying, what people want to hear.
It's wish fulfillment.
Yeah.
But the wishes never get fulfilled.
Like, dude, I hate Donald Trump. If someone, like, if I was a non-critical thinker, if I was not able to rationally evaluate things, and someone's telling me, dude, tomorrow, dude, they're going to, the military, it's going to be a military coup, and OPSEC needs to be maintained. So CNN and Fox News is not reporting this.
Don't listen
but just,
to them.
Hey, tune in tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and General Kelly is going to come in and fucking take him out in chains. I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But the rational part of me is like, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Yet. When he refuses to leave office, though.
He'll never refuse to leave office.
I would hope not.
No. That's why I don't get so worked up over a lot of this, because like there's no way. I mean, we have checks and balances in place to prevent
somebody
from doing something. He'll be gone eventually.
Yeah, like if it comes down to it. People will go in
four more years.
They will go in and physically remove him if they have.
Yeah, I feel like absolutely.
But I don't think.
No, but
I don't
it
think,
won't come
I don't
to
think
that
he will be
that
childish.
Just,
I don't think he will. No, he's not that much of a prick.
It would
I
never
feel
happen.
Like it would be
for a guy who never wanted the job to begin with.
He might shit on the desk before he leaves.
Oh, he'll definitely shit on the desk.
But he'll leave.
I think the question I want to ask him most. I was thinking about this. If I got a one-on-one interview with Donald Trump, like the question I want to ask him most, it would either be, "What is the name of the desk you sit at?" Because I don't think he knows.
President's desk. Next question.
The president's desk.
It's the best desk. It's the best desk.
It's the Oval desk.
Can you explain?
You may
to
not
me?
Know that, but that's what we call it in the White that House. That's internal.
That is one thing I kept reading about is like how he always uses that. Like, not a lot of people know this, and then he follows up with something that everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah. Or just like, what is the meaning of co-equal? I just want to like give him a general knowledge test.
Yeah,
like that's all. I want to take him to trivia night.
I have a feeling
see
he knows
how
like
dumb the dude really.
I feel
is.
Like he has like some obscure knowledge that would blow you away, but like completely lacks so much other common. Like he probably doesn't know how much groceries cost. Clearly, like he doesn't know how to.
I'm kind of convinced that he does think Article 2 means he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't read Article 1. Like I'm pretty positive.
I mean, he's your typical rich person.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
means he's detached.
Correct.
From a certain amount of reality.
Exactly.
But I do think you could say the same thing, perhaps to a lesser degree, about any politician.
Yeah.
Anywhere. You could say the same thing about Ted Cruz and Elizabeth yes. Warren yes. and to a degree, even Bernie Sanders. I
yeah,
mean,
to
I,
a
don't,
degree.
I don't have a vacation home, Bernie.
I think he keeps it pretty real, though.
No, I think
out
the,
of
the difference yeah. between them is that the politicians, there are politicians who make that effort. When you're making, they're making hundreds of thousand dollars a year just from their posting, right? It's 180 or 200, which isn't a small chunk of change if you live in some of these. It's you know,
yeah,
in
sure.
New Jersey, it doesn't go as far. But if you're living even down in Virginia, like, $200,000 a year.
That's a lot.
Fucking money, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So like
that's also not all you're making because
yeah,
they're
course.
All taking in money from
correct.
Other sources.
So like
that they
you have to
be.
Make an effort yeah. to be a like a person of the people, which Bernie I would argue does.
He
Warren,
does make
I would
the
argue
effort.
Does. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big part of it. And like you can and if you've been a politician for a while, I would imagine you see that where Trump's been in business, he looks down at the ants from his tower for 70 something years of his life. And now all of a sudden he's supposed to empathize with the entire electorate. Never going to happen.
Well, I don't think he empathizes with anybody.
I don't think
but
so.
I think people empathize with him.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's why I think you're right. There's a lot of things that I'm sure you could stump Donald Trump on because, again, he's not a career politician. And I think Brandon's right also. There's probably some very specific industry type knowledge that he has that we'd be like, oh, all right, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But neither one of those things is important because what people like about him is his charisma.
And he
is a charismatic individual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I know that doesn't work as well for
well,
you guys because you
just,
hate him.
Just well, it doesn't mean just. Because he's not charismatic.
No,
to
I
me,
can admit
does not
that.
Mean that he's
right.
No,
I can
I
grant that he's charismatic.
That he is.
And I've heard a number of times that when you meet him in person,
it's,
he's
he
just
can't like. Yeah, I've heard that.
It's hard
well.
To dislike him.
Yes, I've heard
he's,
that.
He's
as
a
well.
He's a likable guy. He's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the type of guy who you know and it's
he knows
easy
how to
because
he knows
he's
how
rich.
To read a room. Like, he,
but
yeah,
yeah mm-hmm. but he would roll out the red carpet for you, which
yes.
again is easy because you're
yes.
you know a millionaire.
He could do that,
but yeah, so that I think is what appeals to a lot of people about him. And I think you're very right about a lot of what you said about QAnon. There is a certain segment of people who really, I mean, they voted for Donald Trump because they hate Hillary Clinton.
Yes, exactly.
And I can understand those people because as somebody who voted for Bernie Sanders,
yeah.
I don't like Hillary Clinton
either.
And I do hold a grudge against the DNC for
mm-hmm.
the way Bernie was treated, which there has been just no reparation for whatsoever.
Well, and the
we all just kind of said, all right, well, I guess next time.
Yeah.
And they're still doing the same. I mean, did you
yeah,
see the mashup? I don't know if you were on vacation when it got released.
I haven't
not.
Seen much of anything.
They did like a mashup. I can't remember the YouTube channel of all the Bernie like negative media coverage where they're like, oh, he's too old. He's too grumpy. Like, and then they're showing all the interspersing
things.
All these clips, though, so of him
else.
Like being polite and like mm-hmm. how the media portrays him as a grumpy old man to an extent. Yeah. But like they don't give him positive coverage of like the good he does and like how he empathize. He truly does. I feel Bernie Sanders truly does empathize.
I agree.
And if it's all an act, give the dude a fucking Emmy, give him an Oscar.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's what I liked
phenomenal
about him.
Like,
actor.
I don't think it is an act.
I don't think it is either.
He seemed like somebody who really cared, and
mm-hmm.
I liked that a lot about
yeah.
him. Now, I mean, I liked a number of his policies also. Now, of course, he's gone a little crazy, but I still think he's got a certain something. He does care. He
yes.
want he's trying to do what he thinks is the best thing, and that. That's the other thing too, and it bleeds through to this QAnon is that there's a certain assumption of bad will on both sides, where I think there's and this is clear that the QAnon is the very definition of the side of that on the right, where they're like, you know, these all these Democrats are baby eating, you know, like evil monsters. Yeah. And it's like, well, no, they're trying to. I'm sure some of them are bad people, but I'm sure some of them, you know, same thing could be said for Republicans.
Yeah, like the majority are probably reasonable people. Like,
they're probably just people who have an honest disagreement about what the best way to accomplish things is.
Cultists take it to a bit different level, but yeah.
Right. Oh, for sure. But this is the extreme end of that spectrum where it's like you really should grant people the assumption of goodwill. Like
benefit of the doubt kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're not going to do that, eventually you end up in one of these silos of, you know, everybody who disagrees with me is a bad person.
And you jump to conclusions so far that you jump away from your family and friends. And actually I've read so many stories of people who are like, I'm losing my husband to Q. He won't even, like, we fight all the time because he just wants to talk about politics.
That's
many stories.
Thing,
and Jay's got a good one,
There's... I just don't know how you could honestly believe, but again, people believe. Like,
it's cults. Because it's
this
cult.
Is a cult. This like, is we're going to get into it.
And we will, yeah.
This is a cult.
You want to frame this, while you're thinking of this whole thing, my advice would be to frame this entire thing in your mind as Scientology.
Yes.
Frame it in your mind as Jehovah's Witnesses. Compare it to, you could even compare it to organized religion in general, honestly. And that's how I'd be framing this entire discussion.
I mean, just the fact that it's trust nothing except me.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. You're a cult leader.
I just don't know if, like, there's a lot of provably false things in religion, but from the sound of it, I mean, it sounds like this guy made thousands of claims that have just gone unsubstantiated. Yep. And I guess, again, you could say that about some religions, but it seems extreme.
I would say that about all religions.
Trust the plan.
Thousands of claims. You could say, oh, like, I'm the son of God. Okay, well, hey, listen, that's one.
God didn't have 4chan.
Yeah, if God had 4chan, it's a whole different ball.
Guys, coming up next week, octopuses. Trust the plan.
Trust the plan. 7 days.
But
animals before sunlight. Animals before sunlight.
I'll tell you what, before we dig more into this, and this is... This is really interesting because it does shed a little bit more light on why you guys get so frustrated when we talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is some crazy shit that clearly some people believe.
Yes. I'm confident that it is a minority, but they're out there.
I think this is, and I said to Brandon coming over, this is the logical conclusion of the alt-right.
Yeah, this is like... Give it on a long enough timeline.
Oh, no, I think it's completely illogical. But, I mean, not that the alt-right is a logical group.
Yeah.
But I don't think logic depends on what group you're in. I think that's universal.
No,
but that's
I'm not
a whole
talking.
Side
I'm not saying they're using
it's like
logic.
It's like the
oh, inevitable. This is where that
this
goes.
This is where this ends.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is a logical conclusion. If you're in the alt-right for a long enough time,
like the words,
you'll get here.
They're almost asking for a holy war without using the words holy war. Like, that's the level that they're at.
Well, when you guys mentioned vigilantes, which I want to hear more about, like that's now we've crossed from a bunch of
from
people
a LARP
playing
people
a game
are fucking dying.
To right exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into that, I did want to say that I listened to the episode where we had a little bit of a spat, Jay, mm-hmm. While editing it. It aired for us just this past Sunday. And although I do think we still have some disagreements on some stuff, in listening to it and thinking about it, I do think, you were right when it came to, me not giving you a little bit more, ground when you do say something that makes sense. And that was not my intention ever. I really was just playing at what we were doing, right. And I thought you understood that, but I could see now looking back why that would have been why that could have been really frustrating
because it got to the point
it got on
like because we had and that was the thing, like, you brought up gun control and I didn't give you credit on that during the episode. We did have an the No Brandon episode,
right? Brandon, the best episode.
Yeah, that's why
the
best episode. I don't even know why
when
I'm
he was getting his suit cleaned or whatever. Picking up
his mom to the airport.
The airport, guys.
Yeah, right, he's always at the airport.
Something with his dick.
You gotta take my dick to the airport, guys.
we did have a really productive and good conversation on gun control, I feel like. And that, like, knowing that we can have that, and then the more recent conversations had been what they were, that was what was starting to get me frustrated. We did. We found a middle ground for both of us on gun control.
I'm going to try to be more aware of that, to, and maybe try to project and be more clear as to when I'm being serious and voicing mm-hmm. an opinion that I would plant a flag on, versus when I'm just playing
that's
around
kinda all
trying
we
to
want.
Have
yeah.
a good
yeah,
time
that's all we want.
With you guys.
Yeah.
Because again, listening to it and thinking about it, and I was just like, you know what, I could see how that could be frustrating, you know. Fair play, and I'm glad. Although I still think you came in a little
he
hot.
Did. I came in super hot.
I appreciate
I 100%
you doing it.
I came in
but
super hot.
We needed a little explosion yeah. to clear the air.
So. No, fair enough. Fair deuce. So I've had a lot of time to think about it because we bailed on one on the last episode before I left, and I've been gone for a week. So you know, I thought about it, and I was like, you know what, I really do want to mention that to Jay that I did think about that, and I do think you had some fair points in there. Did.
And I apologize for coming in super hot like that.
I mean, listen,
I did come in.
Understandable, right? Totally understandable. And hey, listen, we all have bad days where I'm sure something else had pissed you off, and it just rolled into our podcast. I still think we have some disagreement as to what qualifies as a logical fallacy and what does not. But we can get into that at another time, and I'm sure we will. But those, I think, are honest disagreements we can talk about.
Absolutely.
And
that's what this is about. That's what we need to all be doing as a country.
Right. I agree wholeheartedly. And I think the spirit of your displeasure was well placed and well intended. Like I said, we got to give each other the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah.
So I want to do that. And Brandon, you're here too.
I think. I appreciate it.
He's got his hand on his dick again. Never
I gotta
stops.
Go to the airport.
Dave, can I use your bathroom to get to the airport?
Oh, that's the airport.
That airport.
Oh, now it makes sense.
You didn't get that this whole time? I thought we were pretty... Again, that's something I thought we were being pretty clear on.
Lift the veil. Lift the veil.
Lift the veil, man. Obviously, we need to be red-pilled.
Yeah.
Listen, we're about an hour in. Do we want to... You guys are the judges here of how much content we have to get into. Okay. Do we want to make a break here and then say we're going to do another episode and just... We'll roll into it.
Do
but,
we want to...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we can cult and then we can end... Or
yeah.
How much... Do you think this is the good break or where were you thinking of the break?
I was just... Yeah, I've pretty much... Because if you see, I've got...
You want to? Do you want to end on Q-related violence?
No, I want to end on the A-chan thing.
You want to end on the okay?
So I think
wow, you guys really
you
have
coming
like
in before the A-chan thing with
syllabus
your
syllabus here
would be good.
Okay.
Again, all right.
So we go through Q-related violence, spreading like a viral infection,
and then
I'll come in, mm-hmm. and then we'll end on that. Okay, yeah. That's good.
Okay.
Okay. So does that mean we're taking a break and we'll be right back?
Yes. But another episode, right?
Isn't that what
Okay.
It's a good place
we
to take.
We will take a break.
Yes.
You guys
and we
take
will
a break
see
for
you guys
a week.
Next week.
I'm sure, yeah. I hope you've had a good time. We're going to make this a two-parter because these guys worked real hard on this QAnon stuff, and I want you to get everything in there that you prepped.
If you're curious, before you go, if you're curious about this QAnon stuff, I would recommend Behind the Bastards. He did two episodes. One, he openly read and reviewed the QAnon
which is
book,
hilarious.
Which is really great. And then he also talks about one of the biggest grifters, Bill Mitchell, which is hilarious. And then also there is a podcast devoted strictly to QAnon called QAnon Anonymous. So in the meantime, if you guys want to check that stuff out, we'll be back next week.
And if you want to check us out, you can reach us at
NAFCAST@gmail.com. That's NAFCAST@gmail.com. We'd also love to hear your craziest conspiracy theories. Hit us up on Twitter @NAFCAST, Instagram @NAFCAST, and Facebook
@NAFCAST.
@NAFCAST.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.